I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today, there are 40 million people worldwide with AIDS. It's having a devastating effect on children, as there are now more than 15 million AIDS orphans. Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries' Rachel Martin says their churches in the Democratic Republic of Congo are helping with prevention and $10 a month child sponsorships.
We're leaving them in families there. We're not building orphanages, but we want to encourage the church there to be the body of Christ. And so we want them to reach out not only to orphans in their churches, but also to their communities so that this can be an evangelistic outreach as well.
Next, with Christmas approaching, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa is about to make history. Speaking from the Middle East, Sat7's David Harder says they'll be airing more Christian Christmas programming than ever before. Since many of this part of the world view Jesus positively, Jesus programming is a good programming decision.
We know that the focus of Christmas should be on Jesus, and not just on his birth, but on who he is today. So I would ask people to pray that our programs would be effective, that people would be drawn to watch Sat7 programming during this time.
And finally, World Vision has been named as the top provider of emergency aid in Indonesia following last year's tsunami, according to a recent study done by Fritz Institute. World Vision was also one of the top aid providers in India. The study showed that the recipients of aid considered international relief organizations to be superior to the government and local relief groups. Pray that World Vision and others will continue making a difference for Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.